Hi, I'm John Tankard.
And I'm Elizabeth Tankard, and we are Carlos in OKC.
In the wake of the recent controversial grand jury decisions in Ferguson and Staten Island, protests have erupted across the United States.
We're not here to talk about those cases, though. We're here to talk about protesting and what it means in our current climate.
One of our most revered rights in the United States is the First Amendment, which guarantees, among other things, the right to peacefully assemble.
The problem is, many people disagree about what constitutes a peaceful or appropriate protest, and as a result, there's a lot of anger and pushback around the protests that have been taking place recently.
Perhaps unsurprisingly, in our opinion, one of the most effective forms of protest happening lately is the highway block.
In several cities across the U.S., including L.A., Oakland, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Dallas, protesters have utilized the tactic... In several cities across the U.S., including L.A., Oakland, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Dallas, protesters have utilized the tactic of forming a human chain or wall across the freeway, thus blocking the flow of traffic.
The response to this particular type of protest has been venomous, especially considering that it is, at its core, peaceful. No one gets physically hurt during the highway blocks, and no property is damaged.
The big problem that people seem to have with the highway block protest is that it interrupts traffic, causing traffic jams, and preventing people who are driving from getting where they want to go when they want to go there.
I've even heard some people threaten to run down the protesters if they get in the way of their commute to work. That's a pretty severe reaction, even if it is technically illegal to be on a highway without being in a motor vehicle.
I find myself being confused by this kind of response. I understand that the highway block is an inconvenience, but an accident on the freeway can have the same result, and while people may be late getting where they need to go, life goes on.
The fact that it is illegal to be on the highway without being in a The fact that it is illegal to be on the highway without being in a motor vehicle is, in and of itself, why these protests are getting as much attention as they do.
We don't hear much about protests like the ones that go on in North Carolina during the weekly Moral Monday protest, because they aren't disrupting anything and they aren't forcing people to listen. They take place at the state capitol in Raleigh, out of the way of fellow citizens. These protests that happen every week are easily ignorable, whereas the protests on the highway, that have only happened a few times, have garnered national attention.
Ultimately, the goal of protesting is to disrupt the complacency of daily life. Otherwise, there's no point.
However, when I listen to the criticisms of recent protests, I get the feeling that the only appropriate protest in most people's minds would be to get a permit and then go sit quietly in a public park with some signs. But make sure the signs aren't too big. And not too many protesters, because what if other people want to use that park?
Do you see how this attitude stifles the spirit of protest?
According to the ACLU, the First Amendment prohibits an advance notice requirement, such as permitting, from being used to prevent protests in response to recent news events.
The genius of the highway block protest is that the message is not, "While you're passing by, if you'd kindly listen to what I have to say." The message is clear and unmissable. You will stop and listen to what I have to say.
Eric E. Vickers, a lead organizer in Missouri, recently said, "Civil disobedience does cause inconvenience. It does cause discomfort."
The fact that many people in the U.S. are more concerned about being inconvenienced than they are about preserving the right to protest is troubling.
The next time you feel angry about a perceived injustice or instance of unfair treatment, consider how much worse you would feel if your right to effectively protest were taken away from you.
We urge you to think about what the right to assemble and the right to protest... Sorry. We urge you to think about what the right to assemble and the right to protest means to you. The American way of life was built on rights like these, and our country was formed as a result of the kind of indignation that fuels protest. Thank you for listening. I'm John.
And I'm Elizabeth. What does it take to live without a car in OKC? We're trying to find out. You can read all about our experiences at carlosinokc.blogspot.com.
Do you have...